Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk NBA. Western Conference, beginning with play-ins.
Yes.
Play-in, again, for those who are unfamiliar, 7 plays 8, this is at each conference, 7 plays 8, 9 plays 10. The winner of the 7-8, it's Western Conference tomorrow night, it's Eastern Conference on Wednesday night. The winner of the 7-8 becomes the 7th seed and is in the playoffs. The loser of the 7-8 will take on the winner of the 9-10, and the winner of that subsequent game will be the 8th seed in each conference's playoff seeding. So, now, it's one thing to talk East. It's an entirely different thing to talk West.
Ooh,
beginning with the play-ins tomorrow night. So you have the Lakers and the Pels, Lakers and the Pelicans in the 7-8, where the Pelicans are favored by a point, total at 225. And then in the 9-10, you have the Kings and the Warriors, where the Warriors, the Dubs, are favored by 2.5. On the road, by the way.
Yeah, Lakers were a bet for me yesterday. Thought that was that number was a couple points off. Adjusted back. They were catching, I bet it at 3.5. I think it closed at like 2. At that point, it opened like 4 or something like that. That was a few points off to me, so I bet it. This would be the number I think this should be with Pelicans laying 1. So I'll probably stay away, Gil, but it would still be a Lakers lean for me in this game. I love this Pelicans team, but they're so matchup dependent when it comes to what Zion can do, and I think this is not a great matchup for them with LeBron and AD out there. So I got nothing on this. Would be lean Lakers.
Okay.
Warriors.
Yes.
Back your boys.
There you go.
My Warriors grabbed that on the opener. Dustin and I were on the air yesterday. We were talking about that at the end of the show. That's moved 2.5 points. They were. I think it opened a pick'em, or maybe even Kings won. I grabbed it at Golden State last night. I laid money line -120, out to 2.5 now. I gotta like him. So I know Steph didn't play yesterday. Not a concern. Not a concern for this game tomorrow night, though. But Sacramento Kings, no Herder still for them. It's just this is tough. It feels like they are kind of stumbling down the stretch out of the playoffs.
Okay, here. I have two questions. One, first of all, well, one is not even a question. One is just me thinking out loud. How unbelievably awesome would a 1-8 between the Thunder and the Warriors be? The Youngs versus the
so
Olds.
Good, yes.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I want to see what the price on the Olds is. Because that should be fascinating to see what that series price will be.
Oh, I don't think you're going to get anything good on the Olds.
No, like, nothing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, the Thunder will be favored. But
not by as much as I'd
yeah,
want them to be.
Yeah.
Okay. People know about the Warriors is what you're telling me? They're aware of the Warriors?
Right, people,
okay.
People are aware.
I'm just curious. I thought I'd sneak them in. Okay, here's the other thing, and I bring this up sheepishly because I don't buy into it at all, but someone brought it up, and I won't even say who because I don't think he'd necessarily want to be associated with this random thought. But speaking of, like, we were talking about seeding on the last day of the NBA season. Because this is not like the East, right? The East has the Celtics 1 and a clear 1. What ended up happening on the last day of the regular season was that OKC ended up with 1 seed. Yeah, I can see you smiling. You know where I'm going.
Yeah.
So someone threw out, okay, if you're the Lakers, do you tank the 7-8 game and then win, then obviously try to win the second game so that you can match up with OKC as opposed to winning the 7-8 and ending up with Denver, who you got housed by last year in the postseason. Now, obviously, my response to that was, you got to be kidding me, because the Warriors can crush you in the next game. If it's the Warriors, you never know if you'll even make the playoffs. But it was worth mentioning because I thought it was a pretty hilarious sort of thing to...
I feel like people that bring this up, by the way, because I heard this from several national media
people. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Like, this has been... I saw it on ESPN this morning. I feel like some people that are so gambling adverse, like, then bring this kind of stuff up, right? Like, should you lose this? It's like, no, what are you talking
what are you
about?
Talking
like, you
got
to just make sure you get in the playoffs. Playoffs.
But I do think
it's worth bringing up.
It's worth bringing up because OKC being one, because we always knew this was coming, right? We said it multiple times in the regular season. Because of the nature, like, oh, they're playing so well. But once the playoffs begin, everybody's brain is going to toggle into, oh, they're still babies. And you don't win in the NBA in the postseason that easily. You just don't.
Yeah.
And so teams like the Lakers, teams like the Warriors, better example than both of those, teams like the Suns, which we'll get to here momentarily, right? They're going to get much more benefit of the doubt in most people's minds heading into this than the casuals will give OKC.
I have a feeling I will be going down with the Thunder.
Yeah, I think you will, too.
there are.
By the way, I agree with you. You will be.
Don't get me wrong. There are a couple matchups I'll be staying away from. But, man, I was praying. I mean, I know Drew's brought it up a couple times, too. I was praying for OKC Phoenix. I think the Thunder would rip them apart.
That was the one we were talking about all the time during the regular season.
Yeah, I think they would rip them apart. The Lakers are going to be a tougher matchup. If that's a matchup, don't get me wrong, that will be bad because of the size. Inexperience in the size, right? It is, you are relying on Chet Holmgren so much inside. But you know what? This is where nobody wants to talk about the other side, right? It's, okay, what are the problems for OKC? Who's stopping Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on the Lakers?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah. Okay, here are the two series that are intact right now in the West. And it did end up with Phoenix getting the sixth seed. And let me just say this, because we didn't mention this earlier. The number of places, the percentage of media outlets that got NBA playoff scenarios wrong was unbelievable. And I'm talking about even when I came on here Wednesday. Remember, Kelly and I do a good job of going back to our shows or our segments, and we know when we've botched one. And I remember when we were talking about our first segments last week, the worst one, and I even stopped it in the middle. Remember, I was like, I'm sick of hearing myself, right, going through the playoff scenarios.
Yeah.
Those were somewhat wrong, too. Like after the show, I'm like, that wasn't right. Up until yesterday, some of these Yahoo had Phoenix as a play-in. I'm like, that's not true. So anyway, Phoenix ends up with a six.
It was incredibly complicated, but still, it was amazing how much was off.
If you're going to publish something, be right about it. Minnesota ends up third of the 1-2-3 between OKC and Denver and Minnesota. They end up three. They're hosting the Phoenix Suns in a 3-6. Minnesota and Phoenix is about as coin flippy as it gets, with Phoenix a tick of a favorite at DraftKings at -115. Harkening back to what I was talking about, how, you know, guys like KD and Devin Booker and Bradley Beal are going to get the benefit of the postseason doubt.
Yeah.
So the third-seeded T-Wolves, who inhabited the number one seed for much of this NBA season, are a dog, at least for the moment, in the 3-6.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think if you're the Suns and you had to, I told you were going to be playing one of the top three teams in the West, this is the team that you want. Timberwolves, they allow – this is a very, very interesting battle of contrasting styles. Timberwolves defense allow a lot of mid-range shots. That's where the Suns live in offensively. Flip it around, right? This is a Minnesota team that's going to look to beat you down at the rim and at three, and that puts a lot of pressure on Nurkic then for the Suns to stay out of foul trouble, to be effective defensively. You brought up the word. It's coin flippy for me. So I did make bets in this one, but I think if you find over 5.5 games, compare prices, shop around, over 5.5 games is where I'd go. I actually bet exactly what we're looking at on this graphic, though. I bet the total games at 6 and 7, a little bit better numbers than what's posted now. But that's just a whole math thing, right? What makes more sense, over 5.5 or betting something like that?
Either way, you don't think it's going to be quick.
I don't think it's quick. I do. If it is quick, Gil, it's Minnesota for me. It's Phoenix can't handle the size of Minnesota. They're having bad shooting nights, whatever. It would be Minnesota rolling past Phoenix, not the other way around for me, but I do expect this to go six or seven games.
And then the 4-5 is the Mavericks and the Clippers. Not quite as coin flippy, but boy, you get a lot of opinions on this series as well. The Mavericks are the 4 seed. They've got home court. What do you like here?
This is my favorite series, my favorite betting series of the first round. I bet the Mavericks as soon as this opens. So I got +110 on that. That's kind of moved around now. We're seeing about a coin flip on this one. I think it's about -110 both ways at most places. I love Mavericks. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard status up in the air. That has a lot to do with this. I do expect that he will be back at some point in this series. Mavericks are on fire right now. I don't know how you get in front of this team. I'm not. I'm betting on him.
Oh, okay. So even more of a coin flip as it turns out as we do this right at this moment, just after 8 a.m. Pacific on Monday morning.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.